Thank you. Chandra?
I have nothing to add. She said it all.
Very good. Teresa?
I'm sorry, Chandra.
No, that's fine. I mean, I'm not saying it in an insulting way, but you expressed it. You expressed my thoughts, too. I mean, you know, we wrote this together.
Absolutely.
And you captured it in what you just put out there.
And I appreciate how concise it was and clear, too. I'm not grading you, but it was very good. Teresa, do you want to add some things with your long history with the affiliates program?
Well, I'm just I'm trying to open it up from when I sent it to the Affiliate Task Force Committee.
Can Dina send hers to us? Thank you.
Good. Send it to where?
Send it to the affiliates
group.
Yeah, I think I can, but, you know, Chandra, you have... Can Chandra send it? Chandra, can you send it to them?
Yes, I can send it right now.
The letter that we wrote, right. She has a better copy than I have.
So, my list, when I worked on it, was just like 10 words, and I like fundraising, and I like what... I like what Dina said, but if you'll give me another, 5 minutes, maybe we can start discussing what she's saying and then come back to me and I'll just give my 10 words and see, and she can say whether she thinks I missed, whether I've added anything to what she said, if you don't mind.
Okay. Ursula, do you want to add anything else in at this time?
I think that I have gained a new appreciation in the last week that building an awareness of our value as a network, however we can do that in the task force, I think is more important than I realized. It's really very, very important. What we have is incredibly precious, and any way that we can build consciousness about the value of our network together with our affiliates and make that more real to everybody, I think is a really important mission. And the other thing is that, you know, in this whole last year, I've been listening very carefully to, you know, what's been expressed as we've gone through this process of talking about with Athea's proposal and Richard's proposal that were, and other people's proposals that were been put forward during the year, and I, you know, I don't think it was necessarily a very pleasant process for any of us, but I do think opinions were expressed and it's important to listen. And the main thing that I kept hearing was that there was a desire for knowing more about affiliates directly instead of hearing it. Or just knowing about it, but more about affiliates, period. And I think one area that can be remedied by a more efficient communication system in terms of connecting with me and the work done in this office and a communication system for that information, because I don't feel that information is being utilized enough. There's so much more that I could pass on. And the other thing, even bigger, I think there was a desire for direct communication. And I think that, and therefore, I think that this suggestion I made of working together to do surveys could be very beneficial both to me and to the committee, in the sense that it would be a structured way for us to do outreach, to communicate, for you, to communicate directly with affiliate general managers and get real information about the stations. And at the same time, I think it's impossible to communicate the desperate need in my office to gather information and just the complete inability I have. There is so much work not being done right now, and because I just can't, that I think you know, as the task force being a group that can help collect and process information could be a very useful mission for this program, and it would make an enormous difference.
How about some of the rest of you with some of what you're thinking we should bring into the purpose of and mission of the task force.
I'm sorry, repeat the question.
I was saying, how about some of the rest of you who are on the call giving us some thoughts about the direction and mission that you see for the task force in going forward from what has already been said? Anything else that you'd like to add to that?
Well, this is Campbell. And what I would just add is that the mission and goals just identified were things that I saw as being an integral part of this work plan going forward. And if anyone has that in front of them, it's under the task force structure and work plan initial considerations. And their A is responding to PMB's request for at the recent in-person meeting. B is achieving the mission and goals of the Affiliates Task Force and Pacifica Foundation. So this is, you know, something where we would be blending those two things together. C is support and strengthen the affiliates that are affiliated with Pacifica. D, to increase revenue flows for Pacifica and the affiliates. E, enhance unaffiliated stations' desire to affiliate with Pacifica. F, help encourage and provide technical assistance for new community radio broadcast stations. And lastly, G, to identify the value and benefit of exploring and embracing the new media that are emerging due to technological advancements in regard to new platforms. So, you know, I think that that pretty much encompasses the ball of wax. And I talked with Ursula to some extent with regard to the, you know, developing the survey instrument and the process of how that would be implemented. And really, I think that if that's something that, you know, this task force would feel to be an appropriate way to proceed, it's something that we could begin work on without, you know, further ado, I think. And then at the same time, folks who aren't engaged and involved in it would be involved in the second effort, which is the Development and Enterprise Subcommittee, which is not dealing with traditional membership drives or anything, but looking at opportunities that we could have to support these efforts insofar as engaging outside resources and funds, including CPB and foundations, that's universities, angels, independent production groups, etc. So does everyone have a copy of that handy, or
could you send that out?
Sure, I could.
I'm sorry.
No problem. The only thing is that if I had been able to, I think, send some things. Oh, what I'll do is this. I will hijack the email that
Chandra just
that
sent out.
Yeah, that someone just sent out.
Chandra
and
just sent it out. Affiliate committee at yahoogroups.com.
Yeah, let me see if I can. Okay, let me see what I can do.
So while he's doing that, maybe other people can share their ideas at the same time.
Sure.
I would like to add something if I could. I don't know. Is that all right?
Sure.
Oh, okay. It occurred to me that we need to define. We have an interesting relationship with affiliates, and I think we need clarity at the beginning of whatever we write. And one is that these are Pacifica's clients, the affiliates, as well as Pacifica is the service provider, and also the affiliates are not only clients but also partners in collaboration in the democratic media movement.
And I think that's really important to distinguish, because that's not a typical relationship. We have it on multiple levels, and people don't realize that, especially when they're talking with affiliates on the listservs. They have no comprehension on what level they're talking. And we, as a committee, need to educate our staff in the various stations, our colleagues, not our staff, but our colleagues. Excuse me for that slip. They're all colleagues. Not only about the affiliates, but what the three levels of relationship are. And there are three levels. And I think we need to have that clarified, if anybody wants to disagree with me, but we need to have that clarity in every paper that we produce, so that it's a message that's just there over and over and over again. Because they are our partners in the democratic media movement, and without them, we don't have a movement.
Thank you very much.
Can I just say one thing to build on that? Just think
Absolutely.
Back to what Ursula just said about how far behind the U.S. is from the rest of the world, and what her experience was going to AMARC, and what Dina just said about how we relate to the affiliates. And I think it's important to keep those two things together.
And one of the really important things that I think out of what we've just been talking about is with our mission communicated clearly, how do we interest by our deeds behind the words, how do we interest the affiliates in becoming part of this task force again? And that's why our mission must be clear, concrete, have goals attached to it that are something that can be realized that will actually make this a good working task force. And that's about participation and feeling like affiliates are equal partners. And that is so important if this program is going to be able to grow.
I'm ready to give my...
go for it.
When you're ready. Okay, there are nine of them. But it's very different than the format that Dina and Chandra have given. And I'm not opposed to what they've given. It's just, and it's very different from Campbell's, too. The Affiliate Task Force, this is under responsibilities. One, provide systematic reports to the PNB, LSB, Pacifica staff, listeners, and affiliates about the affiliate program. Two, advises and provides a support system for the coordinator and the program. Three, works on isolated projects such as research, brainstorming, strategic planning, clerical assistance, constructing, and tallying surveys. Four, fundraises. Five, supports the Pacifica mission, promotes the affiliate program in an attempt to encourage stations to affiliate. Six, encourages affiliate director nomination. Seven, reviews the needs of the affiliate program and supports the budget process. Eight, approves new types of contracts when and if they are created by the affiliate coordinator. And nine, provides a forum for representatives from affiliate stations to give input and discuss their needs.
Can you repeat the one about the contracts?
Okay. Approves new types of contracts when/if they are created by the affiliate coordinator.
I think that's way out of our jurisdiction, and I would definitely.
Ursula will confirm that this is our responsibility per bylaws.
Well, it was, Teresa, and it is no longer. I was informed that changed at some point. We weren't told when, but it did change. I found that out, too, kind of by default. So, no, we're no longer, you know, assigned to do that.
Well, you know, that's kind of interesting because you can't really just change the bylaws that easily. I mean, that has to be run by the national board and three.
Well, it wasn't really a bylaw thing. It was something passed by the coordinating committee at a certain point when Dave Adelson was doing that, and it was passed for a while, and then it was taken away. I don't really know what happened, but it is no longer part of the deal.
Well, I was on the coordinating committee when David Adelson was chair, and I don't ever remember this. But if it was something that was with the coordinating committee and you think that we ought not do it, that's fine with me. My point is this. If there's anything in what Campbell and what Ursula and Chandra and Dina are proposes that
Ursula wasn't in on that letter. It was Chandra and I.
Okay, I understand, but she also made a point that I'm adding to this list. She made a point of, bear with me, her point was build consciousness of the value of our network and communication and a communication system. There is a desire for direct communication, for example, working together to do surveys, which is a structured way to do outreach. I thought that might be one of the things that we could add to our list of what Affiliate Task Force does. My point is this. If there's something that I included in my list that's not included in Chandra and Dina and Ursula and Campbell's work, then just please tell me. Otherwise, we'll just work with theirs. Did anybody hear, I mean, Ursula and Dina and Chandra, was there something that I mentioned in mine that was not mentioned in yours or that you think should be added?
Richard to the stack or whatever it's called.
Richard, go ahead. We haven't heard from you, so.
I would hope that all of this is being sent to us, and we wind up with three or four different things and we can look at them and get a feel. I don't imagine we're going to approve anything tonight, are we? Are we looking for?
No, I don't think so. But I think that's it. We either need to compile all these suggestions and lists that people have into one document and distribute that to people, or let them compile them themselves, and then we'll bring that to the next meeting.
Can we just tonight at least have all these different ones sent out? I think two of them have already been sent out. Is that correct? Did you get?
Yeah, the first time they were sent out was in either April or March.
I remember those. And now I've got them
the same
somewhere.
Same letter. The wording hasn't changed.
I've got them somewhere, but please help me send them again.
Yeah, no.
I just sent it.
Yeah,
and I think Campbell is going to send his
right,
document.
Right, I just attached mine to your document. And when you're saying, Campbell, when you're saying mine, is that the one that you read at the meeting?
Right, PNB meeting in New York.
And then if Teresa would send hers out too, then I think it would help me. I don't know how everybody else would, but it would help me to be able to look at all the different points and, you know, maybe make some graphs or whatever.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Graphs, okay. Well, maybe I don't graph.
Columns, graphs, categories, whatever
moving
works.
On up. Perspective drawings. I very quickly just want to say thank you to everybody for coming with all that information.
Richard, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are on mission.
I don't have any right now.
Okay.
He might after looking at all this stuff, right, Richard?
I'm listening closely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody else have anything for now?
Insofar as I guess what Richard was sort of alluding to, I'd taken just a quick stab because I
you know, knew that we would be talking about more than just structure at that meeting, and I think that from the discussion, well, let's say the discussions that the smaller group had, and I guess in also in think with some things that I gained from talking with Ursula, that part that says structure and work plan initial considerations is the thing in which I think it provides an opportunity to put maybe all, you know, a number of mission issues and points in there, and you know, as where point B says achieve the mission and goals of the eight associates task force, affiliates task force, and the Pacifica Foundation. So I don't know where the I don't recall having seen the Pacifica mission mentioned in another document, but I think that, you know, it's very good when we can, you know, bring this all into focus with that Pacifica mission statement, which certainly, you know, I don't think does any violence to any of the ideas that have been suggested, and in fact is advanced by you know, by the intent, as it seems to me, by all of them. But I think for some of our PNB members who may not have the same appreciation that we do for how the Pacifica mission can be, let's say, interpreted and advanced, it's something that I think can hold them together with us so that they don't say that, you know, don't get the thought that we're out on a limb by ourselves.
This is Teresa.
I would just like to emphasize a point so that we don't have a problem like we did last time, that this is a discussion tonight, and we're just talking, we're throwing ideas out. There's nothing final here, and nothing should go to the PNB until we agree that we're ready to go forward.
I second that.
This is Teresa.
Sure, agree.
First of all, I hear people coming often on the call. Is anyone else on the call that did not check in originally on, other than Dina? Okay.
This is Ursula. I would really like to reinforce what Jim said. Jim, I think what you said it kind of very lightly and simply, but I think it was profound in its ramifications. What I heard you say is that, you know, our mission is should include finding a way of working that will be create an inviting environment for affiliates to participate. And I think that's a profoundly important point. We have really established a reputation for conflict, and it's a very serious thing. It is really going to come. It's really going to hurt us if we don't find a way to turn that around. And I am all for having affiliates participate in these meetings. I want to make that clear. My attempts to structure things are not to take power away from anybody, but it's to, you know, to help facilitate a way of working together that begins to feel constructive, so that people feel they can join us. I think that's a priority, but there is no way that people are going to get involved with this committee unless they become convinced that it's a positive experience.
Agreed.
Ursula, you once said that I was very Shakespeare-like in my comments, so thank you.
I don't remember that.
That meant, Jim, that you were tragic.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was around when I was saying my goodbyes to Pacifica when I was leaving Pacifica a few years ago. So.
Or, Jim, does that mean you invent your own words?
Something like that. In other words, she said I was eloquent. Maybe that was just for a change or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a time when people in our network were very eager to get involved.
Yes.
Not necessarily with meetings, per se, like this, but they were very interested in participating in the Pacific Affiliate Network. And we have lost that in the last 4 years, and it's a serious situation.
I was there when we were actually getting that interest, and what we were getting before that happened with Ursula's great work at Chains, but what we were getting, which I think we're also getting now, is that affiliates don't think that Pacifica cares about them or listens to what they have to say. And that was something that we really had to overcome in the early days of Ursula being involved to try to reestablish relationships with the affiliates after all the madness of 1999, when the affiliates were just not, it wasn't a concern of Pacifica to even deal with the program at all, with all the stuff that they were doing within the network and the five stations. We've kind of gone backwards instead of going forwards. So, a hush fell over the crowd with the.
Yeah, well, I think.
Do you mean that?
I think everybody who was there during that time would confirm my opinion that this is our last shot. I mean, we can't have another radical collapse and recover. The historic moment has passed, that we can do that. So it's pretty critical that we turn it around soon.
And I would like to be on the stack.
Okay. I guess you are next.
Okay. I just want to point out to people what a pleasant discussion we are having tonight. We're not using Robert's Rules. And we're collaborating, we're discussing, we're not fighting. And I just hope that we can continue with this kind of format in the future so that we don't have to get into wrestling matches.
Yeah, let's leave the wrestling matches to the PNB.
Or WWF.
Yeah.
Or the Republicans and Democrats in Congress.
Yes, let them actually do some claymation stuff. Where else do we want to go with? Do we want to wrap up this discussion for the night? I actually do. I think it's. I don't really want us to have extremely long meetings here, but we are having a good discussion. So if people feel like continuing it for a few more minutes, that's fine with me.
This is Teresa. Let me understand what my responsibilities might be here as secretary. If I understand correctly, I'm going to put out the minutes, and I'm going to take the three items that were presented the one by Dina, the one that's mine. I don't think I'm going to, unless someone really feels there's something in mine that needs to be added, I'm going to take it out. If you feel you've covered all the points that I put in, I can just take it out. And then I'll add Campbell's, and I'll send that to the listserv.
That'd be great.
Why don't you send us everything? Why don't you send us everything so we can see stuff? Because I'm just getting ideas, and the more stuff I can see, you know, you can pull stuff out later. We can.
All right, I'll send it to everyone, and I'm asking Jim, what is the next step? We do have one other item on the agenda, and that's new business. And there was just an item that Mitch Cohen asked to be put on this agenda, so I'm going to move that be put on next month's agenda. But I would like to know how you, Jim, or how this group feels we're going to take this to the next point.
Well, I think that we're going to take all the stuff that's sent to us, and we're going to work it over and then bring it to the next meeting, and then at that next meeting try to get a document that we can live with and agree upon what our mission is.
All right. This is Ursula. I think I kind of touched on this, but I just want to emphasize it again. I don't feel like we've had a very good system for delivering consistently informative information to the PNB, and I think that it would be a good idea for this task force to make it a mission to come up with a systematic way of delivering information to the PNB about this program.
That's good. Are you talking about reporting back to the PNB on, what we've been doing?
Yeah, or just one way or the other, keeping them informed about the realities of the network. Either reporting on what we do or making sure that at the PNB meetings there were very thorough reports about what was happening, or just some sort of reliable reporting system that felt consistent and comprehensive, involved everybody's input and
just
an information stream somehow, however we want to do it.
Right. Yeah,
well,
I agree. I think that would be
Teresa.
Great.
Can I get on the stack?
Sure. We do need
to
wrap
up. Put me on there,
too.
This is Rich.
Okay.
Put me on there, too, please.
Okay. Oh. Teresa first, then Richard.
I don't know whether you feel that this needs to be formally put in this document when it comes to, what our mission is or what our responsibilities are. But I think that we could send the minutes out. Once they're approved, we could send the minutes out to the local station boards and hope that it percolates up. Or we could send the minutes out to we could send reports to the national board members, for example. I mean, I'm doing some of that, and I'm asking Richard and Jessica to do that. I just don't think that we're taking the next step. I mean, we don't have any representatives here from K that or WBAI today, for example, that would bring it up at the next LSB meeting, but we need to have formal reports at every PNB meeting and every local station board meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Campbell. I prepare a report for our LSB, at each of its meetings that encompasses the affiliates task force.
Richard, you had a point as well.
I do, I've been groping around and trying to figure out how to propose this. I've had motions in my head before, and I've written them down a couple of times and stuff. But I think, I don't know how much agreement there'd be on this. But in the past year, there have been a couple of incidences at conferences where directors, or more specifically chairs of this task force, have gone and spoken in our name. And I don't think that should be allowed. And I don't know how to go about should we pass a rule and get the PNB to agree to it, or should it be in the mission some way, or should it be ignored? I don't know. I'm concerned about it. I've been concerned about it. I think that whole thing got way out of hand, and I don't want to see that happen again. Can anybody give me some help on it?
Are you talking about this being a procedural issue within the affiliate task force, that nothing can go out without the task force proving it?
Something like that. I think it was assumed that because a person held the chair, that they spoke for the committee, And I think that got us into more problems with the affiliates because we bombarded them apparently at those conferences with a bunch of back and forth that was our housekeeping and shouldn't have gone out to them. And if y'all agree with me, I think we'll need to find a way to codify or whatever we have to do to not make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Please.
Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. I agree with that idea. When I read a report about what we had agreed on and realized that we had very little to agree on and hadn't agreed to anything, I was alarmed as well. So I think that's in the same spirit, so I agree. We need to at least, ask to have any report given on our behalf at least. I mean, I won't be so bold as to change someone else's words unless it's an obvious problem. But, I mean, at least put it before us so that I'm not surprised on the other end at an LSB member, at a meeting or something where someone's saying, hey, what's going on over there? And I have no clue. So I think we should find a way, include us in something before. Thank you.
Teresa here. Can I say something?
You may.
When a chair gives a report, it should be presented to, if it's a report from the task force.
Teresa, is there any way to increase the volume on your phone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My point is this. I think that we did have a few problems because people gave reports, and it was not clear that it was not from the task force. I think Rip was always sure to, if he was giving a report from the chair, that it was approved by the task force. So I think I covered that, but maybe that's not to be covered in this segment of our discussion.
Oh, wait, it's, may I still say something?
Go ahead.
It's November the whatever, 18th, and if we're going to have any say on this, time is very, very short. I think it needs to be set down somewhere what is acceptable. And if we all think that's unacceptable, I think we need to set it down somewhere what is acceptable.
Well, I personally feel like just as we approve the minutes for the task force meetings, we should also approve a report that would be submitted by a chair before it's submitted to the PNB. So I think that there should be a date by which a chair submits their report for approval by the task force, so that it can be approved before the PNB meeting.
Where do we put that down so that somebody, if all of us get hit by the same bus and the next people coming along don't.
We never needed it procedurally. It's just been in the last
I know,
few
but
years.
We do now, apparently. Apparently we do. It,
and it could very well be that, if things aren't written down, they could get off base just like it has in the past few years.
Exactly.
So,
that's what I'm...
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe we need a procedures section for the affiliates.
In this document that we're coming up with on the mission?
Yeah. Maybe we need a paragraph on procedures.
Wouldn't hurt my feelings. I just don't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea, and I quite frankly think that I should be required to submit a written report at each meeting, so that can be included.
And the other way to look at it is we do have Ursula. It could very well be that all we really need is a report from her to go to the PNB, and she can report on whatever the task force is doing. That doesn't mean, other than she's the main conduit about the affiliates program throughout Pacifica, why can't she be a conduit for the information that comes out of the task force? Why does it have to be from
a chair or one of the chairs.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
I think we're off topic. I think the subject today was just to discuss our mission. I called it responsibilities. Now, when I
agree we are, and I took this off topic, but it's a topic that has bothered me a lot, and if y'all will forgive us going off and figure out where we might put that, and then when we come back next time, we can have a little nest built for it and lay that egg in there.
Yes.
Well,
that sounds fine.
I just wanted to see if anybody else was as appalled as I was about that. And Jessica said she was concerned about it, and so I think I heard somebody else say that.
Well,
but if it is something we need to do, we need to do it. I'm sorry. What?
I've said it too many times, and some people might say I was confrontational about it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I do want us to end the meeting by 10 o'clock, so we have 6 minutes left.
I think we
can come to a conclusion here pretty quickly.
Okay. I just want to bring up one other issue, as long as it's come up, is that while bringing affiliate directors to the PNB is in the bylaws, what the affiliate directors actually do is probably what Richard was referring to. And maybe that, just as a topic, needs a separate conversation.
It probably does, but, you know, that really needs to take place at the PNB rather than at the task force, because the PNB is not going to let the task force determine how the affiliates directors, what their responsibilities are of the affiliates directors.
No, but within the affiliate task force, we can have that discussion.
We can certainly inform the PNB of our feelings about it, but they're going to ultimately decide.
But aren't all these things that we come up with, mission, whatever, any of that, isn't that all going to have to be approved by the PNB?
Yeah.
So somewhere in there, if we're concerned about this representation thing, we need to add it to our document. I just, you know, pry it open and stick it in there somewhere. I thank y'all for. I know it's an uncomfortable thing to talk about, but I thank y'all for at least give me the feeling that there are more people out there that I'm not, you know, in the woods alone, which I don't mind being, and I would like to be when I'm in a lot of those meetings. But
this is Ursula. I just want to respond real quickly to what you said, Richard. I think that you know, part of the uncomfortableness isn't just actions that people have taken that, you know, are unlikable or whatever, you know, people have had objections to, but there has been a lack of proactive protocol, which I think in some ways would take care of a lot of that. And so I think in some ways you're asking for that protocol, and I think that's a very positive thing. I think that's there's nothing unusual about that at all. There are a lot of procedures that we just never got around to deciding on, which I think it would be helpful to decide how to do things so that there isn't the confusion. And, you know, people step into that vacuum in one way or the other and can just be kind of criticized for doing it, but the point is there was a vacuum there.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
So are we moving forward with a committee meeting on the outside in between now and the next month to try and consolidate this and make some sense of it? Or is this just we're all going to read this and spend another
meeting? I think it
meeting?
Would be actually be better if people had the time to have a subcommittee meeting for that very purpose, because
I don't want us to, we all have a tendency to do all of the other stuff that we have to do, and if we don't really do that, I think it'll be much harder for us to move forward at the next official meeting of the task force. So
yes,
I think that it would be a good idea to have a subcommittee meeting to hammer that out with as many people who want to participate, and then have them present that at the next full meeting, so we're already farther along.
I like that.
Yeah.
Campbell, are you still there? Maybe he's on mute and can't come on. I don't know.
I sure was. And I am still
here. I haven't been active because I was away for most of the month of October, but if you want to call a meeting, if my schedule allows me, I certainly would try and help do this.
Okay.
Do you want to set up a subcommittee meeting now?
Sounds good to me.
Do you have a suggestion, Campbell?
Huh?
Do you have a suggestion, Campbell?
Let's see. I've got one of these ancient things called an appointment book.
Mm-hmm. I have no dog in this race. I would like to leave it up to maybe Campbell and Dina and Chandra, and I just want to see it and approve it, up or down.
Okay. Our next P&B meeting
is
when?
Well, our next P&B meeting is this coming Tuesday night.
The 23rd, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The 23rd.
Okay. I was thinking, dangerous, that it would be nice to have something that we could turn over to, you know, the next body. I mean, a number of us may be on that next body, but at least to say, well, this is what, you know, we have accomplished during this time. And, you know, this is how far we've been able to move the ball down the field or something.
Mm-hmm.
Will the December P&B meeting be one at which something could be reported out, or say if we were to if it were possible to meet, oh, horror of horrors for me to say it, but the 22nd as a subcommittee, then the committee could meet sometime thereafter and prior to the P&B meeting.
Just to let you know, I believe in terms of other meetings that might be happening next week,
yeah,
for the P&B, that Monday the 22nd there is no other meeting scheduled.
Oh, right there. No, it's open.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the other thing to note is that our next meeting of the task force, official meeting,
mm-hmm,
is Thursday the 16th of December. I do not know, and maybe Richard knows, but I believe in a December P&B meeting, possibly new affiliates directors would be chosen by the P&B. If that happens,
sure.
If that happens before,
they will not be seated yet.
They won't be seated until January, right? So,
right.
Okay.
I'm looking at the calendar, and it's December the 9th is our meeting.
We're the 2nd. I'm sorry, we're the 2nd.
And right. December the 2nd is open, so if Campbell wanted to do his thing on the 22nd, and then we could come right back on a week later on the 22nd and have all of us meet and produce this
document. You might do it on the 22nd, then come back on the 2nd of December.
Right.
Okay.
And have our meeting then and do it and set as a goal accomplishing the thing on the 2nd.
Okay.
Just to let you know, I can't be at that meeting because I'll be at the Corporation for Public Broadcasting meeting that I talked about.
Oh, on the 2nd. So.
Well, we don't all have to be at that meeting.
No. So I can't do the 2nd.
Okay. Well, the 9th may be plenty of time, but that's what we've got on the calendar.
Okay.
Is there anything else happening on the 9th? Yeah, the 2nd will be a bad day for me also. I've got a standing meeting.
Okay, who wants to attend this meeting?
No. Teresa, I think you're thinking about the 22nd meeting, I think. The ATF? Yeah, the subcommittee meeting.
I can do it on the 22nd.
Okay. I can, too.
Is Chandra there?
The 22nd, Monday the 22nd?
Yes.
No, I can't do it. I have company coming in that evening.
Well, is it really necessary that everybody be on that call?
Yeah, but Chandra's coordinating this in part, so she needs... Can we do it earlier that day?
I'm going to be...
Earlier before your company comes?
Well, Chandra, if you have worked on a document with Dina, you might want to trust Dina to carry
it. I trust Dina. That's a good idea.
You guys.
Oh, I like that. I like that idea a lot.
I'm getting real nervous. I was talking about trust and working together and doing all this stuff. We're going to start singing Kumbaya in a couple of minutes.
I have a question regarding that meeting. Is there a sense it would be worthwhile to try and encourage folks from affiliate stations to be part of that meeting?
On the 22nd?
Yeah.
I think that would be a fine idea.
That would be fantastic if you could get convince a couple of them to be there.
I'll see if I can convince some people to show up. I mean, I can also post it, but that usually doesn't get a big response, but I can try and make some calls and ask some people to...
I think that would be better because, as we mentioned before, a lot of them are really discouraged and they don't know what they're going to get when they come to a meeting, but if they heard from you that there's actually going to be something productive.
They would be sort of like canaries in a coal mine, you know.
Can we call this number?
Well, let me just mention something that happened in New York. You know, Ursula, you had gotten a guy to come down and to participate, and as my best recollection serves me, he just got to speak during community comment.
Yeah, it was kind of... Yeah,
2 or 3 minutes,
kind of
you know?
Yeah, it got kind of confused.
And, I mean, for some folks who... you know, who are, I guess we could say, afflicted with a Pacifica bug and will go cross country for 2 or 3 minutes to, you know, in community comment, that's one thing. But, I mean, you know, when you've got a station of your own and you know, you know, it's like, that's like being an entrepreneur, which is like a 24-hour day job. And, you know, I think that it was... you know, rather an unfortunate circumstance that he didn't get to have more of an opportunity to speak before the body, you know, than that. I'm saying that just to say that I would certainly think it's a great idea to have some of the affiliates actually with us as we're talking about these kinds of things that are going to be engaging them in a major kind of way, so that we, you know, don't just say, okay, here we've got the solution. Now you guys just, you know, get ready to accept it.
Yeah. Well, I'll see if I can.
Okay.
This is Teresa. I would like to say something.
Okay, we do need to wrap up. It's 10:07, but go ahead.
I'd like to say that we do take a chance in adding people to this process at this point.
Never too late, Teresa.
I understand, but, you know, to always feel that we need to add more and more people to these processes, you end up...
Not people in this case, it's affiliates.
Yeah, and affiliates are people, too. that's my new motto.
That was a perfect setup.
For my task force, for the task force.
Can I get one of those T-shirts?
Campbell, would you stay on the phone for 1 minute when everybody hangs up so we can just
coordinate this.
But, Mr. Chair, I have two things.
Quick,
one,
please.
I move that with this discussion of coordinating with affiliates to put important national programming together, that be moved to either the December or the January meeting. If we're going to be approving these things, we might not even get to it in the December meeting. So
we can try to put it. We'll put it on the December meeting, and then if we don't get to it, then, you know, we won't.
Okay. The other item is there anything that we specifically need to do about the affiliate director vetting process? Now that we have, I believe we have four applications for affiliate directors.
I am not aware of anything that we need to do at this particular point.
Depending on your belief patterns, prayer may be.
Richard, can you make sure that everyone on the Pacifica National Board has the four applications and that somebody schedules the meeting?
They're sent to us. They should, Chris should send them to all of us.
Okay, well, have you received them?
No.
Well...
But I'll try to rattle her cage and see if...
The deadline was just this past Monday,
But somebody will have to start setting up appointments to interview them and then have a date for the vote. And since you are...
I think that's being coordinated through Christina.
Well, I'm just saying that maybe if you could follow up on this...
I'll talk to her and see what she says.
Because she might not realize it's any of her responsibility other than to accept those applications.
All right. Is there some kind of deadline for the vote?
I think there's going to be phone interviews. That's usually what happens.
Yes. There's usually phone interviews.
When do we do the vote? Just sometime in December?
Sometime in December, but
yes.
Somehow somebody needs to make sure it gets on the agenda of the national board and that they know how to, you know, who to send the vote to.
Well, I can guarantee you it's going to get on the agenda. I think that there's certain people that are very interested in that.
Well, I don't know who's specifically accountable, but that's why I'm asking that maybe if Richard would get that ball rolling, I'd appreciate it.
I'll try. And we've got affiliate representatives right now that probably are interested in it. But, we'll see what she can get going.
All right. So if I understand correctly, our next meeting, we're having a subcommittee meeting on the
22nd,
and that our next affiliate meeting is December 9th?
Correct.
Okay.
And all these are at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
All right. And I move that we adjourn this meeting.
Sorry. I'm going to just give you one really brief thing that's very positive. WMNF is with some activists here in our area in Tampa setting up a community media center for the Republican convention that happens here in 2 years. We're going to make it available to independent journalists from around the world. We're also setting up an alternative event here in Tampa with speakers as well as music, which will actually be very near where the convention is taking place. And we will welcome any drunken Republican conventioners who are staggering down the street to participate in our event if they so choose. But all kidding aside, it should be a very exciting possibility that one of Pacifica's affiliates will be coordinating all kinds of media and journalism here in our area for that convention and really helping Pacifica's mission that way. So
suppose they were to just put barricade around your station, you know, and not let anyone in or out during the convention.
Well, the place that we would be setting up the community media center, they would not be barricading, and it's not actually at the station itself.
We're doing it in the warehouse district here, which is nearby, and where we're having the event, they're not going to be able to barricade it. It's not too far away, and it is an area that Republicans would come to after they got done with the convention. So, mm-hmm. but they would have no right to barricade it because it's not next to the convention.
Okay.
Really?
Good, great idea. And maybe we can get Darissa down there to teach them the Pacifica Tango.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn this meeting.
So moves. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Y'all are sticking around here to talk.